Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Exposing Freemasonry, the Error of the Masonic Lodge. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 8, verses 37 to 47, self-serving morals. Let's read our text, John chapter 8, beginning with verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Satan continues to attempt to trip us up with his deceptive antics. Look at verse 44 again. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. I am condemning the order of Freemasonry, not the members. We need to pull back the curtain on the secrets. Freemasonry is incompatible with Christianity. And why? Well, consider with me these several summaries of Masonic beliefs. Number one, these are their beliefs that they teach. Jesus was just a man. He was one of the great men of the past, but not divine, and certainly not the only means of redemption and lost mankind. Second, the Christian Bible is merely one of the holy books of man. No better than the Quran, the Hindu scriptures, or the Greek philosophers. Masonry is not based on the Bible. This is Mason teachings. Masonry is based on the Kabbalah, a medieval book of witchcraft, magic, and mysticism. The third, God is basically whatever we perceive him to be. Our idea or concept of God becomes our God. In Masonry, God is referred to as deity or the great architect of the universe. Higher studies, the higher degrees in Masonry reveal God as the force of nature, particularly the sun with its life-giving powers. Also, human nature, knowledge or light, and reason are worshipped. Fourth way that they teach, redemption is a matter of self-improvement, morality, good works, including obedience to Masonic obligations. Faith in the atonement of Jesus has nothing to do with it. Rather, it is step-by-step enlightenment through the degrees of Masonry. Then fifth, Satan is an enemy of God and his kingdom, as an evil power seeking to tempt, deceive, and destroy does not exist. Satan does not exist in the Mason mind. The usual Christian perception of Satan is a distortion of the truth about Lucifer, the light bearer. He is good and the instrument of liberty, but is misunderstood and maligned. And sixth, all profane people, those who are not Masons, including godly, genuine Christians, are wretched, blind, and lost in complete spiritual darkness. Only initiation into the degrees and mysteries of Masonry will bring them out of darkness and into the light, cleansing them and giving new life. And then seven, prayers are to be offered to deity, to the great architect of the universe, and are to be universal in nature, so as not to offend anyone and to apply to everyone. Prayer is never to be made in Jesus' name or in Christ's name. To do so would offend the Muslim, the Hindu, the Buddhist, etc. If a worshipful master allows a prayer in Jesus' name, his lodge can be closed and its charter revoked. Eight, it is right to lie, if necessary, to protect the secrets of the lodge and to protect another Mason by concealing his wrongdoing. It can even be right to deceive, to deceive sincere Masons seeking to learn the secrets of Masonry. Nine, secrecy is the essence of Masonry. It's necessary for its very existence and is protected by blood oaths of mayhem and murder. Number 10, blood oaths are administered at the end of initiation into all Masonic degrees, binding the initiate to protect the secrets of the degrees. Those oaths are unspeakable and are what makes a man a Mason. They are the cornerstone of Masonry. Number 11, Masonry is a never-ending search for light, always promised but never quite realized. And number 12, the light of Freemasonry is only for a few elite men. Excluded are women, the poor, because they have no money to pay the dues, the crippled, the blind, the deaf, and feeble-minded persons. Even the wives and daughters of Masons are considered unclean or profane. They are unworthy and can never be any different. These are just some summaries based on actual Masonic writings. Okay, but I don't have to believe those teachings. Psychologist William James wrote, "There is nothing so absurd, but if you repeat it often, enough people will believe it." How does this play out in the Christian Mason? Well, continual contact with wrong doctrine will affect him. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 28, "Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared?" It's the old story of the frog in the kettle. It's an old but appropriate principle. The Mason brings wrong doctrines into the church. Imagine the influence of Mason deacons. The story of the frog in the kettle is that if you take a live frog and throw him into a boiling pot of water, he's going to jump out. But if you put that frog into a pot of cold water and slowly heat it to a boil, the frog won't resist, but he'll eventually be overcome by the heat and be consumed. When a Mason brings the wrong doctrines of Freemasonry into the church, particularly in positions of influence, like teaching, like deacons, like pastors, just imagine the influence that they can have. Unbiblical liberal theology consumed both the Southern Baptists and the United Methodists. And some of the blame, maybe a lot of the blame, could be laid at the door of the Masonic Lodge. As we look around our convention and we see all of it, that influence by the lodge. What am I saying? Well, what I'm saying is Freemasonry has helped promote the New Age movement, initiating an endless search for light, not Jesus Christ. Freemasonry has carried wrong teaching into the church by compromising beliefs of Christianity. Hear me. No one who professes Jesus Christ has any business in the Masonic Lodge. Its purpose is a contradiction of Christianity. Its morality is a compromise of Christianity. Its basis is a condemnation of Christianity. It's a wrong purpose. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus said to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. It's wrong morality. John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Why is Masonic morality a compromise of Christianity? The Masonic Lodge, Freemasonry, rejects the very ones Jesus sought to accept. Revelation 22, verse 7. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who hears, come. And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water freely. The blind are excluded. They can't identify the secret signs. The crippled, they can't assume positions for secret signs. The poor, they can't pay fees and dues. The feeble-minded, they can't function properly. The emotionally ill, they can't be trusted with secrets. Masons who cannot afford higher degrees must remain in the Blue Lodge. Wealth, homes, and social position are factors. Masons deceive each other in order to maintain the elite status. Blue Lodge Masons are deceived about the real meanings of the various symbols of Freemasonry. And those symbols will be addressed in our next session. Masons vow not to violate the chastity of the mother, wife, sister, or daughter of another Mason, knowing her as such. Think about that. Knowing her as such. That's Master Mason, the third degree. At first read, that sounds good. But think about what it said there. Knowing her as such. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. So you make a vow not to violate the chastity of the mother, wife, sister, or daughter of another Mason, quote, knowing her as such. That means not knowing that she's one. It's okay. Masons swear not to cheat, wrong, or defraud another Mason, knowing them to be such. Again, Master Mason, the third degree. So again, is it okay to cheat, wrong, or defraud others if you don't know that they're Masons? Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Masons swear to keep the secrets of another Mason, even if protecting him means withholding evidence of a crime. At some degrees, murder and treason are exceptions. At higher degrees, there are no exceptions. False testimony, perjury, a false verdict in the case of a Mason judge to protect another Mason. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 16 reads, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Revelation 21:8, the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Masons swear to assist widows, orphans, and others so long as it is not inconvenient or sacrificial to do so. And what did Jesus say? John 15, verses 12 and 13. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. For the Christian, entrance into the Masonic Lodge initiates backsliding. Freemasonry is a self-serving organization in Satan's grip. The more one learns, the more selfish it is. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Acts chapter 2, in verse 40. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. We must exhort our loved ones in the Masonic Lodge to be saved from that perverse organization. You think about all that, and you have a great day.